Welcome to Energy First Responders. This fourth day of March 2026, we offer our gratitude and our love and our inner peace for this whole process. We allow ourselves to create a group space very quickly and easily, including all who come in the future, all who've come before, all of us here now. As we also go in to the pattern work, clearing the patterns that humanity has, each individual in their own way, but so many of the patterns that are going on. And one of them that's coming through is around receiving. Receiving. As we navigate allowing the breath to become a group breath. We're operating through the highest frequency vibratory levels of Source, allowing that to be our direction, divine plan. From the far reaches of the highest Source, through Mother Earth's divine plans, her ascended self, we begin to allow our group to become focused together, all of us focusing together. As we become a beacon of light, for the way to organize and to navigate and manifest what is needed now. Always for the best for all of life. And this is first for individuals, but also for the whole. Allow the whole to begin to come together. For some reason, it's important, beacon of light. As part of this organizing and navigating and manifesting, we're asking for new grounding ways to being secured to the earth. And the earth to us in the positive, dropping away all the baggage from before, seeing all kinds of luggage being dropped, backpacks being dropped, everything people have been carrying being dropped. Secure to the earth and the best way to manifest. This group is a beacon of light. And one of the ways of doing this and it's a way to kind of keep the truth is to create loyalty to the self, ourself, to that higher frequency of who we are, who we truly are, so that everything we are not just drops away. All the backpacks, all the suitcases, all the trunks. The earth receives and uses these energies in a great, great way, allowing us to be really connected and secure to the earth. And from that place to now receive. From that place to receive. To receive the truth. So we can be true to who we are. And loyalty to self, which some cultures do in certain ways. Some use the word devotion, the devotion to self, understanding of self. And we ask that all the people get help with this chaos, stay grounded and come into balance and wholeness. Shifting the patterning with ease and grace. Notice your breath. Notice how you're connected to each one in this group. And that we make a group space. Whatever words are most helpful, grounding the light, opening to receive, so much lack of receiving. It leads to conflict. Allowing the energy fields to shift, the connection to self, and therefore the ability to be loyal to self. That element of devotion. Shifting the patterning with ease and grace. Moving up, moving forward. Notice the breath. Allow breath to move through each of our bodies and through the group. And allow ourselves now to really feel that we are a part of the earth. And to allow that earth star below us become more known, to become more used, become easier to access. Complete and total connection, grid to the earth and to the love that the earth sends up daily into all of nature. Really have that lower body we give great thanks, and I will be bringing some sound in, and please use this time to go inside for yourself and for your but also for your particular take on what's happening. As we have been operating as a group. And again, we want to be watering those flowers that are in the field, fertilizing them, being sure that the sun comes in for all the new ways of being. We ask to shift. Helped humanity move and receive these shifts, dropping the luggage. We give great thanks. Oh. And allow yourself come back into that waking consciousness. Allow that breath as we separate back out into waking consciousness, into ourselves, moving towards our own life, allowing what we've received to move through with ease and grace everywhere. Everywhere. Staying loyal to ourselves. Feeling that secure connection. The earth, allowing that center below be reconstructed to be really a new way of being. We give great thanks. And we say, so be it, so it is done.